Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
The next 30 minutes, it is your Villa takeover. And I know you at the minute might not be feeling the greatest. Your team hasn't won since reaching that League Cup final. It's not going great in the Premier League. Still down there, but still out of that relegation zone. You're keeping one eye on tonight's game, Liverpool playing West Ham. Where will West Ham be at the end of this game? You'll be praying Liverpool's run continues, but it is the League Cup final on the weekend, and that is absolutely huge. So much to talk about tonight when it comes to Villa. Rumours of a Dean Smith and John Terry bust up in the tunnel. We're going to be talking all of it in the next 30 minutes. And you can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Delighted to say I am speaking to the legend. It is Mr. Aston Villa. It is Ryan Pitcher from Under a Gas Lit Lamp. Ryan, always good to speak to you and join me on the show. I was listening last week, very sad, A, not to have been on the show and not speak to you, and B, I was a little bit jealous. I was listening into you and Maltz, having a chat, having a bit of banter, and I thought, that's a shame. This is when I'll get to speak to Ryan and find out what is going on. And there is so much going on. We have to start though, mate. Southampton on the weekend. Dean Smith obviously saying the players not only lacking fight, but maybe playing themselves out of cup final contention on the weekend.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it wasn't the defeat. It's just more so the manner in which we lost this one. There was just a total lack of effort from the players. And for those that those that did travel, it's just a real kick in the teeth when you go and spend your hard-earned money and have to sit through these sorts of abject performances, you know, that we've come to see over the last few games. You know, the fact that we're only 1-0 down after 20 minutes was nothing short of a miracle. The goal which we conceded was sloppy. Say it's a bit of schoolboy defending, and Saints could easily have been, you know, 3-0 up inside that opening quarter of the game, and we couldn't string two passes together. It was like we hadn't played together at all. Our ball retention was non-existent, and you know, we just weren't getting into dangerous areas of the pitch, and throughout we just created very little. The fact that, yeah, you know, that we're 1-0 down and still had a chance to nick a point until getting caught late on, what with Reina going up for that corner, you know, was pretty astonishing. I think if Saints had any real quality in their game, then they would have made us pay big time. You know, put it this way, if we play like that on Sunday, Man City will stick double figures past us. You know, it was an absolute embarrassment, to be frank.
Oh, don't say that, Ryan. We've not even got to the preview yet and you're saying double figures. Here's me excited. First domestic final since 2015 for Villa, and you're already writing it off. I can't believe it.
We got pumped in that one as well, Charlie. I do
remember. I was being selective with what I chose to announce on air. You mentioned though that it could be embarrassing come Sunday. Those were the words that Dean Smith used for the weekend. He said, "My feelings are embarrassment with this performance. The thing that hurts me is the lack of fight. You know, the players letting themselves down with their own personal performances. We got beaten and deservedly so. I have to not hand it to Dean Smith, but, you know, didn't pull no punches, hold his hands up, you know, straight away come out and talked about the issue of lack of fight. But what was it on this? Why have we seen this since that high of beating Leicester in the League Cup semi-final?
Well, I mean, he couldn't come out and say anything else, could he, after that? I mean, you know, there's no hiding from it. You know, I mean, you look at the statistics of the game, you know, 28 shots, 9 on target to our 4 shots and 1 on target. And, you know, surprisingly, I couldn't believe that the ball possession stats was 55% in our favour. You know, and we just didn't do anything with it. You know, I, considering we're down there in a relegation battle, you have to say some of the displays out there on the pitch were just so poor. I mean, you know, Amwell El Ghazi. I think, you know, I mean, you look at that, you know, quite early on in the game, Amwell gets a slight flick to the face, you know, an accidental flailing hand, really. And, you know, at 1-0 down, he's taken an age to get off the pitch before he effectively subs himself. You know, I couldn't quite believe what I was watching. You know, we're embroiled in a relegation battle and, you know, he just doesn't fancy it. I said throughout the season that, you know, he's certainly no Premier League quality, and to turn up and do that is nothing short of a disgrace, to be honest. And you know,
just quickly on that, because we have to answer. You know, this is a fan show; everyone gets a voice, and anyone that calls in and tweets us and texts us 0208 70 25 8, we've had very concerned fans for El Ghazi. You even were showing that. No word from the club on you know his health update. Is he okay after that?
I mean, it's a joke. It's an actual joke.
We genuinely have had a tweet, by the way, about that.
I mean, what can you say? He's had a flick to the face. You know, I mean, he's had no muscle injury as far as I can see. The physio's come on, and you know, to me, you know, he just didn't fancy it. You know, I've got to be honest. Based on that, unless he can come out and say what, you know, if he was feeling something, you know, I couldn't care less if he pulled the jersey on for Villa again.
Really,
you know,
that strong, right? Is that just little incidents like this? They can just completely turn it for you.
That sort of behaviour for me just isn't on. You know, I know he scored in the playoff final last season. Oh, by the way, it's 1-0 Liverpool. Happy days.
Well, you need that, Villa. Right, yeah. Maybe I can have another week off. You're doing me job for me here, but Liverpool have scored. Who scored? It's not even up on my screen.
Wijnaldum.
Oh, right, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there is some good Villa news.
Yeah, well, I'm holed up in bed, as you know. I'm not feeling too well, so I've got my cup of Horlicks and watching the game, hoping West Ham take a pound in. You know, but yeah, going back to the El Ghazi, you know, I know he scored in last season's playoff final, and hats off to him for that. But you know, of course, I won't forget that. But he needs to just cut out this theatrics. And you know, if I'm in Dino's shoes, there's categorically no way he'll be playing in the final after that stunt. You know, I don't pull no punches. You know, when I see that sort of stuff, remember, I sat through, you know, pretty much every home. Well, I did every home game pretty much most away in that season that we went down, and you know, that was the sort of stuff that we saw from those sorts of players. And to be honest, I've never been so disgusted in all my life back in the season that we did go down 15-16. So that sort of behaviour to me is just not on.
Yeah, damning statistics of Villa at the minute. Obviously, they've only won 2 of their past 32 Premier League away games, drawn 5, lost 25, and they are the only Premier League side without a clean sheet. But watching the last 2 games, right, Spurs at home, I think it was 18 shots maybe, and then on the weekend there was no shots until very late, and I'm just thinking, why is it so different, such a stark contrast from home and away at the minute?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think having the fans on side does help, and it almost encourages them along. I think we're I think if you were to putting a shift like that at Villa Park, is, you know, the fans would turn extremely, extremely quick. And so it's a mentality thing. I really don't know what it is. You know, we've seen some abject performances in our time. You know, what's scary is that early on in the season, we were actually, you know, playing all right football. Yes, we were getting beat quite. You're talking about some of the tight games against the bigger clubs. But, you know, people said, oh, you know, as soon as they get learning and playing together, you know, this looks good. We're getting worse. We're actually getting worse, a lot worse. That's the scary thing, and this is crunch time. This is where it's shaping up. We know what we need, and yeah, it's scary times. I look at it; it's just so abject. It's flat, you know. And some of the fans are, it's 1-1 tonight. So I know I'm doing a job for you, but West Ham have equalised.
They've equalised. Oh, this is unbelievable. 1-1. Just as I said, I thought that's a nice little plus for Ryan and all the Villa fans. 1-0. West Ham, who can't win and can't draw and can't do anything this season, have pulled one back, and from a corner.
Yep. But it's just really really disappointing to see. And, you know, a lot of fans are turning on Dean Smith. I think it's fair to say on social media, I did read an awful lot after Saturday's display.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about Dean Smith because there is quite a few incidents. Obviously, you know the one I'm referring to. But I actually saw a poll going round on social media saying, look, fans may not like this, but are you still Dean Smith in, Dean Smith out? And it was still heavily in Dean Smith in favour. So maybe there has been a little bit of stick on Twitter, but the majority of the fans, right, still behind him.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's been a lot of criticism on social media levelled at Dean Smith and his assistants, John Terry and Richard O'Kelly of late, and, you know, especially in the aftermath of that on Saturday. But, you know, it's all right coming out and saying after the Spurs game and talking about going out and beating teams in and around us, but you know we're not pulling up trees there either. You know, you talk about, you know, from the seven games against the two teams directly above and below us, we've got 8 points. You know, it's all right. I mean, it makes up about a third of our total this season, but we're hardly setting the world alight. And then you look at the 13 games against teams positioned from 12th and below. You know, we've notched up 17 points in total, and six of those were against Norwich. So, you know, it's not like we're doing bits there either. The fact is we need to stop talking about this whole picking up points against teams around us and just getting points from wherever. I personally couldn't care less where they come from. We need points. We need points on the board. You know, the only saving grace for us right now is that, you know, Watford and, you know, West Ham, you know, I know they've just equalised, but they can't buy a win either. You know, in terms of Dean Smith and you know, in his future, you know, we've gone past the point, in my opinion, of you know, changing the manager. It's too late. I mean, seriously, who else are we going to be able to get in right now? To me, I think we've just got to suck it up and play that Dino, JT and O'Kelly, get these players performing. I think the thing that disappoints me most is for a manager that prides himself on his passing philosophy, we just can't keep the ball. Earlier on in the season, we were actually, like I say, playing some really decent football. And, you know, it seems as the season goes on, it's getting worse. You know, people point towards our recruitment and needing time to gel and all that. But I can't quite understand how it's getting worse. You know, it's just not a natural course of the way your season should go. And, you know, before giving Dino loads of stick, I do think it's important for the club, you know, perhaps in the summer, to really spell out Suso's role with the club. You know I was talking about recruitment last week, and you know, I just touched upon it there. And what does he really do as sporting director? And are these signings sanctioned by the manager himself? Because if they are not, then I feel sorry for Smith, to be honest. You know, being lumbered with a bunch of players that he may not want, and unquestionably, you know, some of them just aren't fit for purpose.
Yeah, and you're speaking of Dean Smith. There was rumours flying around in the media, in the press, social media, of a supposed and an alleged tunnel bust-up with his number two, John Terry. He has come out straight away and strongly denied this and said he's absolute nonsense, completely and utterly fabricated. But I hate to say it, Ryan, there's never really no smoke without fire. Might have not have been the way that it's being addressed, but what do you make of it? Interesting behind the scenes.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that the two, especially JT, two very fiery characters. You know, you're talking about, you know, Dean Smith, obviously, as we all know, a fan of the club, and JT's very passionate about, well, he's just passionate full stop, but, you know, he's obviously got an affinity towards the club. And, you know, if I was Dean Smith, I'd be extremely disappointed at the way our defenders are being coached, because they're just not at the races. We're conceding too many goals, you know. So it wouldn't surprise me. Obviously, I know that the club have come out and said, you know, that it didn't happen. So, you know, we have to kind of trust what they're saying and trust what Dino was saying. He was there after all. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. To be honest, I don't mind seeing that sort of stuff. I've always said that, you know, as I just alluded to, you know, as part of that, you know, a heavy part of that season, you know, that we went down, and that there wasn't enough of that in there for me. So, you know, I kind of half like to see it, as long as it's not causing too many long-term ruptures, at the club. So.
Yeah, because what do you make of it? Because it's interesting, isn't it, that Dean Smith calling out his players for a lack of fight, and then potentially the manager and the number two are showing that the fight that he wants to see. Do you see it like that, and maybe it could spark the players, or is it a little bit worried that A, this got out there through some leak or someone, and B, does it maybe, instead of showing that they're up for the fight, does it show that the pressure and the cracks are starting to appear?
Well, I think what's scary for me is that he come out after the game and said that he laid into the players at half time. And to be honest, things couldn't get anything any worse than the first half. But we nothing really much changed in the second half. We were better, but we couldn't be any worse. So, we just need to see a reaction. We have to see something. Obviously, we're having our big day out on Sunday, and I'm sure we'll talk about that after the break. But we have to see a reaction from the players. I'm glad that he's called them out. He had to call them out, and now it's about them. About those players to go and put it right.
Well, absolutely. Well, Ryan, you said it was Liverpool 1-0. You said it was West Ham 1-1. Then you just said we're going to talk about the final after the break. So you know what we're going to do? Since it's your boss and you're not feeling great tonight, we're going to talk about the final after the break.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Aston Villa Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and my co-host, Ryan Pitcher from Under a Gaslit Lamp. Still time, though, for you to join me and Ryan this evening. It is simple. It is easy. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. What are you making of the big day at Wembley Sunday, the first domestic final since 2015 for the Villa? How will they go? It's been three Premier League defeat since then. Dean Smith bemoaning the lack of fight from his players. Ryan, we were just speaking about his alleged tunnel bust up, the lack of fight there. Just on that, Tyrone Mings has also come out and said that the squad now than ever needs to stick together. Mm-hmm. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I would totally agree. They simply have to. I don't think there's any. I've questioned the quality in terms of the lack of quality in that squad, and we do have some standout performers. I think Tyrone is certainly one of those players in a sense. In both leadership and he is sort of colossal at the back for us. And we've got some big characters in the changing room. So I do think there is a. We are reliant upon certain players, Mings being one of them, obviously Grealish, needless to say, and the returning, soon to be returning John McGinn as well. So the players simply have to stick together, and obviously Sunday is going to be a very tricky game, but we've got some massive games coming up, and the fans similarly, it's been quite toxic over the past few days, fans having arguments with one another, and even at Southampton on Saturday, where there was fans, arguing with one another, fighting one another, and such, and it's not good. Villa can, I've mentioned it before, it can be quite toxic. So it's important that we all stick together. We're outside the relegation zone, as you say. Well, prior to tonight's game between Liverpool and West Ham, so it's all to play for. And as I say, I would totally agree with what Tyrone says.
Yeah, the squad needs to stick together. The fans need to stick together. You mentioned the tough running they have and the games they have. One that can help that is obviously John McGinn coming back into the side. What's the latest on that, Ryan? Is there any injury update from the club?
Yeah, I mean, last week he started running, in the middle of last week he started running on grass, and I think I wouldn't want to rush him back, certainly not for this Sunday. I think the league's a lot more important to us. I thought that they maybe might target the Chelsea game on the 14th of next month, but he could be back before that. So fingers crossed. We do need him, but I wouldn't say rush him back for like this week or anything. You never know. He might get on the bench for the weekend. I don't know, but yeah, we'll see. He's not too far away. Put it that way.
Yeah, not too far away. I've had a little bit of look at the fixtures, right? And we always do this, don't we, as fans? We start looking now of the games to come, seeing where the points are also coming from. Oh, we'll get 3 points here, we may get a point there, and that's how we try to work it out. It never really does work out like that. But looking at Villa's running, they play, I think, please correct me if I'm wrong, but is it 8 of the top teams in the top half at the minute in their running, which is a really difficult running.
Yeah, but I think you look at the fixtures of the other sides as well around us, that they've all got, we've all got tricky run-ins, you know. So I still believe that it's written in the stars to go to the last day of the season away at West Ham. I just can't see either side being circa 3 points ahead of one another based on the fixtures that they've got. You know, I hate to say it, I'd probably consider myself quite pessimistic in a sense where I struggle to see where the next 3 points are going to come from, to be frank. But we just need to pray. Everyone pray that something turns. It has to turn. But yeah, I'm just thankful that other sides around us can't buy a win at the minute. Otherwise, you know, we'd be in a whole heap of trouble.
Yeah, it's really interesting how it is going to play out. Let's talk about the final now, because I know earlier on in the show you were saying, oh, it could be embarrassing, but you never know. It is a cup final. City have their own game against Madrid this week. They're going to be putting their full strength out for that. You know, their mind is on that one, and they've had a lot of news surrounding the club. You never know on the day in cup competition. What are you making of how the game might play out, and how will you, Rye, spend the day?
Well, I mean, in terms of, I don't think it really matters in terms of what side City put out. I think, you know, it's fair to say that they can have a decent team out regardless. You know, I think many of their fringe players would easily get into our 11. You know, obviously Dino mentioned after the defeat on Saturday, you know, it looks like there are going to be plenty of players that have played themselves out of the team for this weekend's final. So I guess we can sort of speculate as to what sort of team that we can expect. You know, one would expect El Ghazi to be dropped after those shenanigans that was mentioned. I guess another question for us will be whether, you know, he sticks with Nyland, who did so well against Leicester in the two legs. For me, I would be going for a three in the middle of the park. Otherwise, I just think we're going to get overrun. You know, maybe shape up in a sort of 5-3-1-1 with Gilbert and Target as wing backs, you know. But I can see them obviously defending quite a lot of the time, and so, you know, obviously I think we'll be reverting to a flat back five for large periods, as I expect City will dominate the possession. You know, this is one of those games where, you know, it's going to be one in those 1 in 50 sort of, you know, where we win it. You know, it's like that. We have to have something that goes for us. You know, City not only need to be have an off day, we need, you know, an early goal, maybe a sending, just something to go for us. You know, something that we can defend. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling about the game. And me personally, I'll be at Wembley. You know, I'm getting down there. I'm getting down there about 12 o'clock, meeting my friend and his little lads. They're sat in the block next to me, so we'll be having a few beers on the green, you know, singing songs and just having a good day out. You know, obviously, it's fair to say City's huge favourites, but for me, it's a day out. You know, we're huge underdogs. You know, I'm just going to have fun and have my day out, and you know, so, yeah, listen, yeah, if we win, it's huge. I've already sort of half booked a day off. I've got a half day left of annual leave, so I'll book that on Monday morning, put it that way, if we win.
Well, nice. You just make sure you're ready to go, because if you win, Monday's going to be electric, and either way, I don't want you missing in action if it doesn't go your way. Just on the game as well, we're talking about the players that, you know, Dean Smith saying playing their way out of contention. For you, what names do you think have? And is Trezeguet one of them? Because I know that you wasn't really overly happy with him on the weekend. Just his understanding and reading of the game as well.
Yeah, I just don't think I've mentioned it all season, we're just not strong in the wide areas. You know, I know Jack obviously plays on the left, and, you know, it sort of worked. But, you know, I'd prefer to see him more central, but we have to play him out there almost. You know, we're so poor out wide. You know, Trezeguet come on for Anwar, and, you know, just like him, he lacks quality. Before we signed, you know, we watched him on YouTube, as you do, in the Turkish league, and, you know, he he was using his pace to cause all sorts of problems, similar to like an Adama Traore in England. But, you know, he's now 6 months into his career here, and he's somehow yet to realise that he's just not quick enough in relation to Premier League players. You know, you might have done that over in Turkey, but this is the big boy league with quicker and more technically gifted players. You know, you ain't going to get any change out of these defenders. You know, every game he just seems to want to try and knock it around his man, beat him for pace, but seldom does he do it. You know, I admire the work rate, but he needs to come to terms with the fact that he's not as good as he thinks he is, and he needs to start playing a bit more clever, you know. Whether you're talking about, you know, playing in triangles or, you know, running to the space rather than picking up the ball ahead of your man and trying to beat him, he just needs to do something different. It just drives me crazy. But yeah, I would play in a 5-3-1-1 and play Houlihan, you know, Nakamba and Douglas Luiz in the middle, anyone bar Drinkwater, and play Grealish ahead of them. You know, the reason being is because you can get your fullbacks forward in support of the attack, and you know, I think there'll be opportunities where the ball breaks for us centrally, and we could just give it to Jack and let him have a run, you know, exploit that space, because they're undoubtedly, City are going to be pressing us high up the pitch. You know, they're going to be playing a lot of football in our third. That's where we can catch them. But I fully expect that Dino will play some form of conventional sort of 3-4-3 that he's been doing. And, you know, I can't see us getting a result, to be honest.
Oh, well, but, Ryan, that was what I was going to say. To end the show, just quickly from you then, a score prediction.
I'm sorry to say, but I'm gonna have to go 4-1 City.
Oh, mate, I wish I never asked. This is the Aston Villa fan show. Ryan, you definitely are feeling under the weather. We're hoping you get back and fighting fit and healthy soon. Enjoy your day out on Sunday. And also, you Villa fans, enjoy the day out, hoping for a win. What a tie it is set to be. Dean Smith, the boyhood Villa fan. We will be back at the same time as we are every week, 8 o'clock to 8:30, the Aston Villa fan show on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.